Hi, I'm Kelly Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Have you been feeling overwhelmed by life? Are thoughts of worry keeping you from enjoying the blessed life that Jesus made possible for you? If that's your case, then I'm glad you joined us for today's broadcast. My dad, Kenneth Copeland, will show you from God's Word the key to living a life of peace. You can choose to cast all your cares over onto Jesus. Let Him take care of the situations in your life because He loves you.
The book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He didn't think it was taking anything away from God for him to be equal with God. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, that is Jesus. I understand that. Yeah, but I'm just me. No, you're not. Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Then you're not just you anymore. The old you died when you did that, and you have been born again. Old things passed away, and behold, all things became new, and you are a joint heir with Jesus Christ. He gave you everything He has. Yes. Now change your mind to that. Now go over there to 1 John. Oh, Lord. Ooh, Jesus. 1 John chapter 3, behold, look and see what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, has given to us, has conferred on us, has honored us with, that we should be called the sons of God, the family of God, the children of God. Joint heirs with Jesus. Oh, Lord. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we'll see Him as He is, and we're like Him. We are just like Him. We're more like Him than we have any idea we are. And it's as we meditate on it and He reveals it to you step by step and grace by grace, praise God, just how much you are like Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look over there in the fourth chapter. Oh, my. Look at this. Verse 6. We're of God. He that knows God hears us, and he that's not of God hears us not. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, beloved one. That's who you are.
Yes.
You're not the ugly one. You know, you're not just the little unworthy nothing. No, no. No, you didn't get it because you was worth of it or worthy of it or worth doing it for. But to Him you were, because He knew you before the foundation of the world. He loved you then, He loves you now. Amen. But He bestowed it on you by grace. He gave it to you. He said, I love you. I want you, girl. I need you. I've given everything I have for you. Be loved. Verse 16. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Now, verse 7. Remember, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God. Amen. Verse 9, in this was manifested the love of God towards us, because God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us. Amen. Say, God loved me.
God loved me.
He loves me just as much as he does Jesus. Now, some of you kind of choked on that one. 17th chapter of John, Jesus was praying and he said, Father, now he said, I pray not only for these, not for these only, but, and that was at the final supper just before the cross. He said, I pray not for just these only, but for everyone that shall come to me through their word. That's all of us, either directly or indirectly, from those that were around that table that night. And he said, I pray that you show the world through them that you love them as much as you do me. What a word. Let this mind be in you, that God loves you just as much as he does Jesus. Now, you don't have to walk around the room every day for a while, because your old head don't want to listen to that. Boy, your heart does. Yeah, amen. It's when you start talking it out loud around people that religious correctness kicks in. They're liable to hit you with a songbook, brother. You go around and say, you know Jesus loved me just, the Father loves me just as much as he does Jesus. What? Who do you think you are? God's child? Yeah, amen. Glory to God. You understand what I'm saying here? But you practice his presence and you walk in it and you think about it and you talk about it all the time. That's what renews your mind. And you look at these scriptures and you believe them. You believe the love. You've known the love. Now you believe the love that God has to it. You believe it and you believe it. Oh, the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. It is in there. And he loves me just as much as he does Jesus. Amen. He takes care of me. He watches over me. He has a plan for my life. And I'm working toward that plan. I'm walking toward that plan. I'm praying toward that plan. He told Abraham he would show him where the city was, and he'll show me the plan. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you walk in it and you develop it. Hallelujah. Now, with that in your mind, look in 1 Peter, the 5th verse. Praise God. All of you be subject to one to another and be clothed with humility. Oh, yes, Brother Copeland. Don't start that false humility. That's not being humble before God. That has nothing to do with that. For God resisteth the proud and gives grace to the humble. So now, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care over on him. Why? Because he cares for you. He loves you. He don't want you burdened down with a bunch of care. Jesus said, you come to me, I'll give you peace. Learn this of me. My burden is light. My yoke is easy. And most people, you say, what is it like serving Jesus? Oh, it's hard, brother. Well, yeah, it is. All that religion. Carrying all that care. Well, God, if you could just help me just with about half of this, I believe I can do the rest of it. That is pure pride. According to that. He does not want you burdened down with care. Hold your place. Put your marker or something there. Mark chapter 4. The sower soweth the word. These are they by the wayside where the word are sown. Now, you know these words are red. You see that? Red words win. Now, I don't care what anybody else said. This is right. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. When they have heard, see, they heard, Satan cometh immediately and take away the word that was sown in their heart. These are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, have no root in themselves. What root? Ephesians 3 says, rooted and grounded in love. That's what casts out fear. All of these things, all of these failures here are fear-based and fear-dependent. Now notice it. So endure, but for a time afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake. The persecution and affliction did not arise to teach you something. Persecution and affliction is not the teacher of the church. The Holy Ghost is the teacher of the church by the Word of God. That's why the Word was sown in the first place. But persecution arises for the Word's sake. What? To get persecution on your mind and get the Word off. To steal it. Amen. Then now notice this. These are they that are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares, thorns, cares, thorns, cares, cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches. Not riches, the deceitfulness of it. Believing money is for something that it is not. It is not your security. Jesus is your security. It is not your supply. Jesus is your supply. He is your economy. Glory to God. So what is money for? Money is worthless till it's turned into goods and services. Money is used for giving. Money is used for the blessing power of God. Amen. Money is the lowest form of power there is. It is a form of power, but it is the very lowest. Prayer is the highest form of power because it releases the blessing, which is the highest form of authority ever released on the human family. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and lust or pressures of other things entering in choke the word. Cares, worries. The word translated care means an over-engrossing mental affair, worry, anxiety, all fear-based and fear-dependent. But when you begin to meditate on that God loves me, God cares for me. He said right there in His Word, He cares for me. He don't want me burdened down with all that care. It don't make any difference to Him how much bread costs. Amen. Hallelujah. He cares for me. I'm not supposed to be under all this care. That care ever enters in, it'll choke the Word of God. And so Satan then can steal the Word from you. If he can steal the Word from you, then you're stuck out there without the operation of your covenant, without the operation of your faith. Because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So now these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the Word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Now that was God's plan, was 100-fold return on His Word. That is His plan all the time. Say, Brother Copeland, I ain't got but 10-fold. Glory to God, stay with it, it'll grow. It'll become 30, and then 60, and then 100. Amen. You're learning, you're growing. But you have to remember, you can't carry care and faith at the same time. So how do you get rid of the care? All right, let's go back over there to 1 John. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us, 1 John 4:16. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. And herein is our love perfected, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world.
to believe that.
What manner of love he's bestowed upon us. As he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Perfected, developing love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. And now, go back over there to 1 Peter. Oh, glory. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Chapter 5 again. God resists the proud, gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. No, God don't mind you being exalted. He don't want you exalting you. You'll make a mess out of it. You'll turn it into covetousness and it'll destroy you. But if you'll cast the care of life over on him, don't carry the care. He cares for you. He loves you. God loves you. You are his beloved. He loves you. And as he is, so are you in this world. As he is strong, so are you. As he is mighty, so are you. As he is at the right hand of God, so are you. You've been raised up to sit with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. As he reigns and is in power, so are you. As he's named after God, so are you in this world. Hallelujah. And you start meditating on that, and you begin to cast that whole care over on him. Oh, God, this is my care. This care, this pressure, this economy, I refuse to carry this care any longer. That care will kill you. It'll blow up your body and destroy the things around you if you keep trying to carry it. Because it'll get heavier and worse. You're not equipped to carry it. He is. You can get out from under it by casting all that care. But you can't walk in the natural and fuss around and carry grudges against people and talk doubt and unbelief and all that religious correctness and all that mess. You can't just go along talking that and then, oh God, oh Jesus, take my care. It don't work like that. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you one that'll disturb your religious correctness when you begin to say, Jesus is my caretaker. People say, you caretaker. Why you talk about Jesus like he's the yard man? No, I said he's my caretaker. I say, Lord, he said, I'll take care of it. Did you get it? Amen. I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. Why? Just because he loves you. Don't want you having a heavy burden. Amen. Learn to take the cares of life, the sin and all the mess. Quit being embarrassed around him. He's seen it all. And he carried it all. And he knows it all. Amen. And not only that, he's a whole bunch smarter than you.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Oh, yeah. He knows where the answers are. All you know is where the problems are. Amen. Just say, Lord, here, I'm not carrying this care. You said right there, and I'm standing on this. Well, look what it says. You be clothed with humility. Put these clothes on by humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So write down, he will exalt me. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. He cares for me. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. You make up your mind that the only reason he could devour me is if I'll take and carry that care.
That's right.
And if I don't have that care, he's going to have to talk to Jesus about it. He's not going to devour me. I'm not going to be chewed up by him and have the word and the cares choke the word so that it becomes unfruitful in my life. I am not going to allow the cares of this world. See, it's fear dependent. You've got a care You got to worry. You got to fret about what's going to happen to you. What's going to happen to your family? How you going to get an education? Oh, dear God, am I just going to be a dummy all my life? You are if you act like that. You can go to school from now on and they wouldn't know anything. Amen. But if you cast the care of it over on him, he'll work it out. Be sober and vigilant. Resist him, the devil, steadfast in faith. He'd come at you to get that care on you. Yeah, but what about this? Yeah, but what about the economy? You know they're figuring on laying you off right now. Well, what in the world do I care about that? I was praying when I got this job. Amen. I've cast the whole of the care of where I work and what I do. I work on assignment. Glory be to God. If they lay me off, then that's fine with me, dear God. But you can't get my job. My job is to be a witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. My job is to promote the kingdom of God. My job is a minister and a distributor of bread for eaters and seed for sowers. Praise God. That's what I am. Amen. I work for God. Hello, my name's Kenneth Copeland. I'm with God. And all things are possible to those that are with God. Yeah, hallelujah. Amen. So I'm with God. That's what I do. Glory to God. He will exalt you in due time, but you have to be vigilant. Stand steadfast in the faith. Verse 10, but the God of all grace. Oh, there it is, the abundance of grace. The God of all grace. Say it. The God of all grace. God loves me. The grace of God. Ooh. The God of all grace who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus after you have suffered. That's a bad translation there. It said resist steadfast in the faith. Same word. After you have resisted a while, resisted the devil a while, bring you to development, bring you to maturity. No, it's not the resisting that brings you to maturity. It's the Word of God working in you, and you hadn't got a care. You're getting stronger every day. Amen. Why? Because you're not full of pride, carrying all that care. You've rolled your care over on Him. And he'll exalt you in due time. And you're telling the devil where to get off and to stay out. And the stronger you get, and the stronger you get, and the stronger you get, and the more developed you get, perfected love casteth out fear. And when fear begins to get up and get out, you just get too strong for all of hell to deal with. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because God loves you and you know it.
That's right.
Mm-mm-mm. So he exalts you, and all grace who has called you under his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've resisted a while, perfect you, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. Wow! Exalt you, perfect you, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. Amen. When all the rest around you are just going crazy, just nuts in every direction, and there you stand. 1,000 at one side, 10,000 at another, because Jesus loves you and he cares. And he's become your caretaker. Did you get anything tonight? Let's stand and give the Lord praise and thanksgiving. Glory, 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 glory.
Every day, people try to hold life together through their own strength. Their skills, their experience, their plans. But God didn't design you to live under that kind of pressure. In Don't Stress Out, Trust God, Kenneth Copeland teaches how to stop relying on your natural abilities and start trusting in the supernatural power of God working in you. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work inside you. It's the very power that not only destroyed all sickness, disease, and lack, but defeated the enemy who brought it. Listen to this teaching series and discover how to identify the real source of worry, how your trust in God keeps your mind in perfect peace, and how to truly cast your cares on Jesus, your caretaker. The more you learn to depend on Him, the freer you'll become. So rejoice regardless of circumstances and receive the joy of the Lord that strengthens you to persevere. Press into His promises. Don't stress out. Trust God and live free. Request your free copy of Don't Stress Out, Trust God on our website, kcm.org/TV special. Or call 817-566-7777. This teaching is available as an MP3 disc or a digital download. God has the perfect plan to overcome every situation. Let Him take care of all your problems and live in the peace that comes from trusting in God. Free offer good for 30 days.
Allow me to share another scripture that proves God does not want care and worry to be a part of our lives. Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, just let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus." Instead of trying to fix your problems, instead of trying to fixate on your problems, Jesus is saying, "I love you. Bring those problems to me. I have the perfect answer for you." The result of casting your cares on Jesus is peace, because you're giving your problems to the one who has all the answers. If you're dealing with worry or facing a situation in your life that's overwhelming, then I invite you to call our prayer line. Our licensed ministers will pray with you according to the promises in God's Word. They'll speak encouragement into your life. Jesus said He would never leave or forsake you. So believe His word and you'll walk in victory over every situation. I want to thank you, partners, for partnering with us and allowing us to partner with you in prayer and bringing you the word. Until next time, this is Kelly Copeland reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.